Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Dr. John.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sharon. Dr. John Bourne, you, in another way, you wish you were in hospital.
Because sorry, you're say again?
You wish you were in hospital because you're on a transplant list. What's happened?
I am on a transplant list, honest to God, John.
What's happened?
I wish I was in.
I know. What's happened,
my
John?
Transplant. It came very close on the 25th and 26th of May. Mm-hmm. And I was prepped and all. And, but it never occurred because I had door complications on the donor side. So,
yeah.
So that was it. But I suppose the reason I rang was that mm-hmm. there are small little things. In my case, minor, might seem minor, not life and death, but in, you know, hospitals or there are tragedies occurring every night and every day because of COVID.
Yeah.
On that, hello, Joe?
Yeah, loud and clear, John, yeah.
On that particular occasion, it's very hard to imagine for somebody that's in their full health just how awful it is to miss a transplant like that.
Yeah.
It was a death, you know, a small death. My wife left me to hospital that morning, just like a taxi, left me at the door, in you go. And that's quite understandable as well.
Previously, she would have been allowed to go in with you.
No, not at all.
Okay, but it was the new regulations, was the COVID regulations when you...
At that time, certainly,
yeah,
no, there was no... She could not come,
I understand.
Come across the threshold.
Okay.
You know, previously, before COVID, she had been able to come in and
okay,
we could sort
it. Okay.
And if there was an emergency or something, she
okay.
would be able... She'd be on top.
So you're in hospital.
In hospital, getting great care from the nurses,
yeah.
And I'm told the liver has become available for you. This is like a reprieve, I beg your pardon, for a prisoner on death row.
Okay.
And so you get all prepared and just ran through the day and got ready all the following day for it. And at around about 7 p.m. that night, I was told that the transplant didn't go through. I can tell you that without my wife around to be on hand at that time, you know, handling it alone is quite difficult.
So you were told that there were complications and you never even got into the operating theatre.
Oh, there were complications on the donor side, that meant that the liver was not suitable.
Yeah.
So... But I suppose it is a consequence of COVID that despite the most brilliant care and the, you know, the best will in the world and all concerned, it's your family you want around you at that time. And it's particularly your wife or your closest friend.
And do you know, John, has COVID, apart from visiting restrictions and who can be with you, if hopefully and miraculously you did get a donor, but have the number of organ donors decreased, I wonder?
Yeah, I can't speak for the hospital, but I do know that from just reading material in general in the press and on, I think on your own website, on the RTU, the donor rate has fallen. And I have no idea why. And and nobody seems to really, really be able to put their finger on it. But COVID has actually, since the advent of COVID, it has really lowered the donor rate by a factor of maybe about 40%. No, by a factor of about 60%. It's way down to maybe 25-30% of what it was. And, you know, people of Ireland are wonderfully generous. And it's down to the relatives at the stage of donation of organs. And... they're wonderfully generous, but for some reason, COVID seems to have slowed that flow down. And if I could do any good out of my experience, I'd just say, please keep donations coming.
Carry a donor card.
Consider it an option.
And it's a liver you're looking for.
It's a liver. It is life-threatening. Slow death. No, quite quick death, actually. 2 years life expectancy at the minute. As opposed to, say, 20 years of productive life.
Because you're in your 50s.
If it comes about. So it's as I said, it's like a reprieve for a prisoner on death row. That's my story.
Yeah. And when did you become unwell, John?
I beg your pardon?
When did you first become unwell?
I became unwell. I became unwell in around about 2014. A lot of my problems were sudden drink related. I was invincible at the age of 52, and I thought I could take drink, and obviously I was wrong. Yeah. And that went on for a 6 to 7 year period. Just that short period, it was enough to kill my liver. And so I became, but I immediately stopped once the damage was pointed out to me by my GP. Yeah. And around about, you know, for the next 10 years, well, for the next 8 years, I was fine. And no sign of anything.
Okay.
And then just out of the blue curtains, you know, this slowly. But it's accelerating now to a point where I'm going to probably be permanently hospitalized, which is not...
What is the treatment for someone who's... Like, what?
The treatment is... There, every... say 10 days, they drain off 15 litres. That's 33 pints, approximately. I don't have them on the maps. I've got the calculator in front of me.
And they replace it, is it?
Last time I had it done was last week, and it was about 33 pints, which is murder to be carrying around. People say, how are the twins? They must be due by now. And then it goes back to kind of normal, and then within 12 days. So if there's another point to it, please, nobody's impervious to mistreatment of their livers particularly. And entirely through my own fault, I certainly acknowledge that. But the doctors and the medical staff don't differentiate. They're there to cure.
No, they're not there to blame. I know that.
To judge. So,
I'm so sorry this has befallen you, John. I really am.
So that's my story.
And John, what age group are you now?
I am just approaching, just into 70 last month, which is...
And when is the last time you had a drink?
When is the last time I had it? Oh, 2005.
15 years and you're still suffering. Your
15 years ago, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay, we'll remind people again. We've done it on this program before. If you want to become a donor, please tell your family that if, God forbid, anything happened to you, you are more than willing to let your organs be donated. If you want to carry a donor card, I know you can tick the box on the back of your driving license if you have a driving license. If you want to carry a donor card, just text the word donor, D-O-N-O-R, to 550, D-O-N-O-R, and they will text you back the necessary details from the Irish Kidney Association, or go on to IKA.ie and you become. But the main thing is to tell your family, have that 3-minute
and
conversation.
Even with that, if the relatives on site at the time of your crisis, your death, which is awful to think
of. I know, as you say, COVID has upended everything, but I know Simon Harris was bringing through an opt-out clause where the people would presume, but unless otherwise stated, that you would be willing. But anyway...
But the relatives are very important at that stage, the close relatives, make the final decision.
Yeah, but as you say, your liver failed because of poison alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, John.
Okay. John, mind yourself, and I don't think anyone listening will judge.
Except cautionary tale.
Yeah, except what they hear is a good, good person who deserves a break. Please God, you get it soon, John.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Got you. Ian Keenahan is in County Tipperary. You're listening to Dr. John Bourne there. Go ahead, Ian.
Joe, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Basically, my father went exactly through the same thing and we lost him in June. Now, I was in two minds whether to come on the radio or not because it was a bad outcome and I didn't want to upset anybody. But, you know, it is not nice, you know. For he had exactly the same symptoms of Dr. John and, you know, the poor creator, like, you know, and he's just hearing that is, you know, it's opening up a lot of wounds.
And he was diagnosed with liver disease, which is cirrhosis.
He had cirrhosis, yes, and that led to ascites, which was the fluid, and to drain off. Also was when he developed something like HE, which is, it's something, hydroencephalopathy, something, it's where the fluid goes up to the brain and develops dementia-like symptoms as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was an absolute huge man, a monster of a man. Yeah. But it took him down to nothing, you know. And he was our idol, a big, huge, strong man. His hands really, you know, he was a massive, strong man. And, you know, he went down to nothing. It took him away, you know. Yeah. He was, you know, I don't know what else to say, to be honest, you know.
And he was swept away, what, in a couple of years, you know?
2 years.
It? 2 years, yeah.
2 years, and he went down to nothing. Now, he wasn't a drinker, but he worked hard. And he worked really hard all week, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. But he was entitled to his drinks at the weekend.
Yeah.
Like any man, a working man, he's entitled to it. And he was a big man, and he was smoking, but he stopped smoking a good while ago. But, you know, obviously with the drinking and that and the diet, and we did catch up with him, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, I was reluctant to come on the
and
radio.
Was he on a transplant list, Ian?
He was too sick to have a transplant.
Okay.
The transplant would have killed him.
Okay.
The transplant would have killed him, yeah. But that's just basically it. I was reluctant to come on the radio because I didn't want to give Dr. Your researcher said, like, obviously.
Yeah, and I think John is still on the line. John knows the ins and outs. What John is trying to do, I think, is also raise the issue of donors and people.
I think it should be on the driving licenses. I think it should be opt out when it comes to transplants and donating your organs, you know.
But I thought that was coming. Well, it's supposed to be coming. It's supposed to be in this year, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not. No, it's not out. It's not in yet. No.
Yeah, but I'd like to, you know, just maybe push for that, like, you know, because it can help. If my father wouldn't have been too sick, it might have helped him. It might help Dr. John. How many other people will it help? And that's basically why I came on in the end, was just to raise awareness for the, and hopefully people should opt out.
Well, in England, it has come in.
It is.
It's changed. All adults in England are now considered to have agreed to an organ donor when they die, unless they've recorded a decision not to donate.
Correct.
Or they're excluded for medical reasons.
Yeah, you know, we just see that and just see our father get weaker and weaker. And he was just, you know, basically, I'm glad I came on now. It's just to try and raise awareness for donors.
And I remember now, it's 11 years ago this month since we had Frank Deasy on the programme, the Emmy award-winning film director and producer from Artane in Dublin. He's based in Scotland. And Frank was appealing. He had serious liver issues. A young man, by the way.
Yeah.
And liver issues can be caused by numerous different things. But anyway,
he
was waiting on a transplant, and unfortunately, it didn't come in time.
And
that was 11 years ago. But again, I call out that number. Text the word donor to 550, and you'll get the details of how to get the donor card.
And the irony of it is, last year I grew a moustache where I was working before, and. But I didn't do it for the Movember. I done it for Milford Hospice there in Limerick.
Okay.
And I raised, no, just €1,200 in the shop, like. But the new local newspaper interviewed me, and he said, "Have you anybody in Milford?" And I said, "No." You know, but it's very close to everybody's hearts in that area. And it just goes to show the irony is that Milford actually cared for my dad before he left, you know.
Okay.
You know, so it's just the hospices and that are just absolutely brilliant. They just do so much. The hospitals do so much. you know, the nurses were devastated when they found out my father passed away, you know, because they see him so many times.
Yeah. Well,
you know, he was a permanent fixture, you know.
And I've just been handed information that says that the health minister at the time, Simon Harris, launched his bill, member government, for an opt-out organ donation system. That was on the 2nd of May 2019,
Eighteen months ago.
Approved the proposals. And when asked about a timeline, Simon Harris said he will do it as quickly as possible.
Well, there you go.
I know the world's...
I could say loads of things and say things about different classes, but I'm not going to. You know, I'm better off than that, you know.
Well, God rest your dad. What was his first name, Ian?
His name was Liam.
Liam. What'd you say? A big man in every sense. A
big,
great man.
Strong, huge man, a great personality. Do absolutely anything for anyone. And he was our hero.
Okay, well, God rest him. You've spoken so well of him. That's Ian Keenan talking about his dad, Liam. Thanks indeed. 51551, watch him.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
It's great to hear the wonderful Deirdre O'Kane's voice again after an incredible achievement in comic relief, the money they raised. And again, I want to say thanks to all the people for the 2 days that Liveline did the Laura Lynn fundraiser. We raised €600,000 over two programmes. It was 595, I think, at last count. 200,000 came from Ian and Imelda, who wanted to remain anonymous. And the rest, as I say, over practically just one programme, 400,000 given to Laura Lynn Hospice by Liveline listeners. So well done, Deirdre O'Kane, and all her wonderful work. Remember, Paths to Freedom is still on the RT website. It could save your humour at the minute as we all go under. It's incredible. It's on RT Player. Rachel, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Okay, you have another angle on donating organs.
I do. I decided there last year that I was going to donate my body to science after I died. And I just heard the tail end of your conversation there, and I just thought it was worth just putting my side into it. If you donate your body, you can't obviously donate organs, but it's also a worthy way of you know, passing on to the next generation. Just I think it's a really good thing to do. So I live near UCC in Cork, and I applied to the department there, and you fill out documents and you pass on their contact number to next of kin. So I passed it on to my nephew. Okay. And in the event that I die, he contacts them, and then within 48 hours, I have to be delivered down to UCC. Basically, they collect me, and they have my body for 2 years.
And do you have a funeral, Rachel?
You can have some kind of a very brief service, but your funeral would be in 2 years' time then. You would get the body would come back in 2 years' time.
Right.
You supply a coffin so they can store you for those 2 years, and then obviously you're used for medical students maybe to hone their craft.
Yeah,
and I think that's a great way. You know, as I was saying there to your researcher, I think that would make enough of an impact on my carbon footprint, and I'm giving something back.
And have you told your family?
Yes, I did. I put it in my will as well, and I contacted my godson, who's my nephew, and he has my details. He's in his 20s, and I spoke to my daughter about it and my dad and everything, and yeah, everybody knows. And I just thought when I heard your conversation there that a lot of people, I think organ donation is really important, but also I think this is really important too for our medical professionals. You know, I really think they could get that support in a different way. You know, we commend them for everything that they're doing at the moment, but this is a different way of doing it.
Okay, and where did you come up with the idea?
I don't know. I've always been fascinated with end of life. Like, yeah. I was going to get cremated before, and I was very strong about organ donation. I always carried my organ donor card. And so I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I think because I live near UCC, it was an easy option then. I know UCG do it, I presume UCD and that. But the main thing is they have to have your body within 2 years. Within two days, and then you can decide if they keep you for 2 years or 3 years, or if they can take photographs or not. I chose not to this, but that I could be involved in journal research. They could put up stuff and things. So, but it's a really good thing to do. If people are interested, just contact their local universities, maybe, and they'll be able to pass on the contact details.
But you're in no hurry to get there.
Please God, no. I'm only 49.
Ah, you're only a child. Only a child of Mary, Rachel. Child of Mary. Many years ahead of you. Many years ahead of you. And you sound great. Okay, Rachel. Well remarked upon, and well remembering it for people who might have forgotten. You can become an organ donor, but also in after you pass, your body can be used for research, which is incredibly generous gift as well. Okay, back tomorrow at 1:45. I mentioned the RT player there, Paths of Freedom. The Meaning of Life with Harry Crosby is also on the RT player if you missed it on Sunday, and it's repeated Monday night. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Lisa Marie Berry producing. Ray Darcy next.